Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, 1. If you are an applicant or author, if you need to send application in, please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling the Independent Enrollment Broker line. My name is Taya. Are you calling for the first time or to check the status?
Checking the status of an existing case.
I'm going to ask you some personal questions, and that is just to protect the applicant's privacy and to make sure I'm speaking with the individual. We won't speak to anyone about their case without their written or verbal permission. Can I have the name?
My name is Aaron Jenkins.
No, the name of the applicant.
The name of the individual. His first name is Stan, S-H-A-N. Last name is Marie, M-I-R-E-E.
You spell the first name?
S-H-S-A-H-N.
Yeah, nothing's coming up with the name. Do you have a case number or the social?
Yep. Social is 204-58-1091.
All right. I'm going to ask you some personal questions, and that is just to protect his privacy and to make sure I'm speaking with the correct individual.
Sure.
We won't speak to anyone about the case without their written or verbal permission.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date of birth and address, please?
All right, date of birth for Mr. Stein is 10/24/1970. Address is 2647 North 28th Street. That's Philadelphia, PA, 19132.
All right, thank you. And what's your name, sir?
My name is Aaron Jenkins. I called in with him last week, and he made me authorize the rep.
Telephone number?
My telephone number is 267-551-7412.
All right, thank you. And you said you called in with Mr. Jenkins?
Yeah.
Give me a second, because do you remember when?
February 2nd. Right in my notes, February 2nd, was made an authorized user, found out that he needs to turn in the deed, which was sent in the next day to the county assistance office. Happy Fed assessment was good, completed on September 20th. Doctor's physician certification form on September 15th, 1768, or September 15th, 45 days for the county assistance office to review. Reassessment was also done by the enrollment broker last week, and today is just the call in to check and see if it was updated in the county. I know you have limited access to the conference system, but to see if they actually have uploaded the deed, the copy of the deed to the home.
All right. Yeah, I'm still trying to locate the notes of the date that you called in with the applicant and was made an authorized representative, because they don't have you listed.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. I mean, nothing against you, but they got.
And I don't even see. Yeah, I don't even see nothing documented stating that you even called for that day.
Yeah, I mean it's funny because when I talk to the reps from the IED, I also write my own notes down and dates and everything like that, purposely. Mm-hmm. Like that. That's why it's nothing personal to you, but just overall, some of those reps are just don't do anything. And it's a waste of my time. I'm the enrollment liaison, so that's why I become the authorized rep. So I have to continuously call clients because they can't always do this stuff themselves.
Right. Yeah, that day, you look like, I don't even see any notes dated for that. I see notes, but I don't see any notes with your name attached to them.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, none. For February the 2nd, yeah. I don't see any notes with your name attached.
Let me get him on the phone. Whoever that rep was wasted 45 minutes of my time. Man. I got too many people. It's a simple thing. They went through the whole thing about, Mr. Stein, do you want Aaron Jenkins to be the office representative on your case to make changes and blah, blah, blah. Just do all that. Right? And then not to record it is egregious. Hold on for 1 second, please. Let me get Mr. Stein on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Mr. Stein did not pick up. Question. My name is spelled with an E. Is that the name, or is it just no authorized user at all on Mr. Stein's case?
There is one, but, I'm unable to list who that person is.
Because
you don't have the authorization.
Waste of my time. Let me see if it's somebody. Shira would not be listed. It also, she's in my office. She's in my department, in my enrollment department. Or is it anybody with a 267551 number? I have a Shira. This is originally her case, but then I had to step in to get some things done. Is that at least, does that sound familiar?
No. Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll just have to kind of, this is ridiculous. God, I hate when that happens. I can usually tell when there's a lackadaisical rep just from the tone, but I couldn't tell that particular day. I thought everything was taken care of.
Yeah, right. Unfortunately, yeah, she didn't document anything, unfortunately, in regards to even speaking with you. And adding you as an authorized representative.
She didn't even document the entire phone call. Huh? Okay. All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. If you don't have any other questions, would you like to take our survey today?
No, that's all right. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. You have a good day.
Yeah.